love affair before Adam and Eve. Love of self from when everything was united and called God in darkness. I am who you naturally are, and you are closer to flawless than you ever knew, cause evolution is the only form of perfection I've ever encountered.
Radio on 88.3 KABF, the voice of the people. This is your host, Dreama Simone. We miss you guys. I'm back. I went to Nashville on Thursday to visit and celebrate my little sister's birthday. She turned 12. Actually, I thought she was turning 11. She's turning 12. I'm still a good big sister, even though I don't know how old she is. She just grows so fast. I just don't know what to do. Today, we do have my two friends, Chelsea and Kelsey, in the studio. Y'all say hello.
Hello, hey, you guys. Everyone.
And we will be doing what we've been doing, which is a live message of the day, talking to you guys. I have a really good show, too, today. I just literally threw it together, not even going to try to lie to you guys and say I was prepared. I did this already. No, I am a last-minute person. And I just threw together songs that I had been listening to back to back and ones that kind of spoke to me when I was looking for songs, too. So I'm sure y'all will enjoy it. That's usually how I make the best playlist when I do that. So the first song we have is Masters of War by Bob Dylan. It's a very deep song, and I hope you listen to what this man has to say.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. that hide behind desks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world for threatening my baby.
This is only a taste of our next release, Suffering and Smiling.
Africans, please listen to me as Africans, and you non-Africans, listen to me with open mind. Suffer, 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 suffer for world, now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that. Suffer, 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 suffer for world, now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that. You all to please take your minds out of this musical contraption and put your minds into any goddamn church, including Seraphim and Cherubim. Now we're all there now, our minds are in those places. Here we go. Suffer, suffer for world.
Amen.
Enjoy for heaven.
Amen.
Christians go, they have.
Amen.
Spiritum heaviness.
Amen.
Muslims go, they call Allahu Akbar. Suffer, suffer for world, enjoy for heaven. Christians go, they yab in spiritum heavenus. Muslims go, they call Allahu Akbar. Open your eye everywhere. Archbishop na miliki, Pope na enjoyment, Imam na gbaladun. Archbishop na miliki, Pope na enjoyment, Imam na gbaladun. Ra 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 ra.
Archbishop. My sister waiting, you go here. Archbishop de for London, Pope de for Rome, Imam de for Mecca. Archbishop de for London, Pope de for Rome, Imam de for Mecca. My people them go, they follow Bishop. Them go follow Pope. Them go follow Imam. Them go go for London.
Salomon rêvait de sa peau noire. Je chante, ravivé
I was just put on to Bob Dylan again, like listening to his whole, this whole album that he had Masters of War on. And I was very blown away because his pen is immaculate, is amazing. And he was just very raw in a lot of his music. And I appreciate that listening to it now. Masters of War, it was just like a passionate song of just about real stuff. And I just had to add that to the playlist. But we're going to get into the second half of the show, which is more of like a new age funky part of the show. Hope you guys enjoy. We're going to start off with Dancing by Black Party. He is from here, actually, so... Get him and his props, Little Rock born, Little Rock native.
Hey, can I talk to you? Girl, I see you dancing right here with your crew. It was your smile that brought me here to you. But maybe it's the way you hit your moves. Tell me, do you have a boo? And if not, then I wanna dance with you. You're so gorgeous that it's hard to keep my cool. Darling, tell me, can I talk to you? I seen you dancing from across the room and told myself I gotta know. I gotta know you. I gotta know you. I gotta know you. Hey, can I walk you to your car and maybe we can get some food? But you won't break my heart if you decline, it's cool. But I honestly wanna end my night with you. Hey, let me know what's the deal or something. I'm trying to chill or something. I wanna know who you are. You so fly to me, I swear it. And you got style, yo, I love the way that dress fit, yeah. Deep combos on a late night. If you smoke, you can take flight. If you don't, then it's alright. But if I have your permission, you can be the brills for my blind eyes, alright? Can I talk to you? I seen you dancing from across the room and told myself I gotta know.
Today we're gonna be talking about some omens and some angel numbers as communication. First of all, I just want to give a general description of what I mean by all of this. So basically, the universe is always communicating to you in animals, in nature, in people, in numbers, in synchronicities, you know, things that you may have seen on social media. And so today we're gonna talk about a couple of them. For me, I'm gonna go first. I've been seeing a lot of animal omens because I've been out in nature a lot. I've been seeing some numbers too, but I've been looking more into the animal ones, just like on the old school tip. And butterflies are something that I've been seeing a whole lot. Butterflies signify transformation and the ending of a very tough cycle. I would say it's been a rough beginning of this year for me. And I think that cycle is coming to a close very soon. I am entering into a new fruitful point in my life, and I'm trying to always remember to not let worldly things or worldly people ideas lower my vibration at any moment. I just can't, like, it doesn't suit the lifestyle that I'm bound to live and that I'm stepping into, and lowering it would only stop me and slow me down, and I'm just not in that mode right now. I'm in stepping into what I need to step into. I feel like we all going into some transformation right now. I just been feeling like I've been shedding to be the symbol. It's so funny how animal omens work, but with the butterfly being the transformation thing, literally and physically have been shedding the carcass of old habits, thoughts, patterns, and self-doubt, and then transforming into, you know, and realizing my beauty and being confident in my natural power as well. And so we're gonna go to Kelsey on her experience with the omens and the communications.
Hello everyone, this is Kelsey. So the number I see all the time is 222, and 222 really means like you are at the right time, at the right place. When I see that number all the time, say like when I work on my visuals, cause I dance and choreograph, and every time when I get like stagnant or feel like I don't know what to do next, I will always end up seeing 222 right on my phone, or like when I'm on the road, and then I see that I am on the right path, and I know that I have to stay focused. Whenever, when in doubt, it doesn't matter.
Now we're going to Chelsea.
Hey you guys, this is Chelsea Luck.
Personally, Dreamer, that was a good thing that you just said. And Kelsey, I really do see 222 as well for me. I say I've been seeing 333, and 333 is basically just trusting your gut, and it's the support from the universe itself. The number means to me that I am truly supported by this universe and God himself. For example, I've been looking for a mentor in dance and learning and, extending my my work in that. It's like learning ballet and all the other types of dance, right? Ended up finding that in a fellow friend last night, actually. And then literally right before I went into his house, I seen 333 like twice. And so I just know that the universe is fully supporting me in my dreams. And I feel like that if you see 333, just know that you will have your dreams come into reality. And if you have that belief and that faith in yourself, then there's no way that you will have any type of self-doubt. Yeah, if you see 333, just know that you are supported and that that faith is there.
No, but for real, I always really appreciate the messages because they know that this world can be hard to navigate, and no one ever said and that life will be easy. It's hard. And so they always trying to talk to us and show us that we are okay and that they're detecting us, they're watching us, you're supported. You can reach out and grab whatever it is you reach out to grab and it'll come to you. And always have faith and persist through. Next stage is the hip hop, like turned up kind of, but also like the rock alternative stage. I was explaining my show the other day to my homie, and I was just like, it's very eclectic. Like, it goes in the beginning kind of soulful messages, then it's like party, then it's dance and hip-hop, rock, and then it's like chill, little vibes or whatever at the end. Also, I was going to go back and say towards the Omens thing. Today, Trent was talking to me, and he was like, you think that, like, he was like, I wonder how people saw, like, angel numbers back in the day. And I was like, I don't think they were seeing angel numbers. I think that they were seeing, like, what they could see, you know, like what the guys know to shoot, like how they could show us, like with animals and nature and things that we would see like naturally and not like, because now spirit recognizes the algorithm of the technology that we use. Like when you act, like think about something and you get on your phone and you see it, that's spirit, that's universe showing you, you know. So it's like different things are accessible and different messages come through different ways. So that was really interesting to me too. We talked about that and I just immediately came to my mind. I was like, they were just doing it differently. And that they just elevate with the times. So we're gonna get into the next section. We're gonna get into Addiction by Kanye West. Kanye West got a lot of pop going on, or he's trending right now because of Donda and him not releasing it and still holding on to it after he told us he was gonna drop it. And then him staying in that stadium, bro. Like, he really scammed people, but we love him, fearless man.
Why everything that's supposed to be bad make me feel so good? Everything they told me not to is exactly what I would. Man, I tried to stop, man, I tried the best I could, but
you make me smile.
What's your addiction? Is it money? Is it girls? Is it... I've been afflicted by not one, not two, but all three. She's got the same thing about me, but more about us. She's coming over, so I guess that means I'm a drug. Just let me peek now. I mean, dang, I'm so curious. She's got a lover, so the lies and the lust is a rush. Time's of the essence. I need you to be spontaneous. Roll up the Doja, Henny and Coca-Cola. Then I'm coming over, cause it's never over. Why everything that's supposed to be bad make me feel so good? Everything they told me not to is exactly what I would. Man, I tried to stop, man, I tried the best I could, but
you make me smile.
I see the emotion in your eyes that you try not to show. We get the closest when you high or you drunk or you blow. So I pour the potion so we can both get high as we can go. Then I'll get the lotion and do something to me when your thighs is exposed. No turning back now, I mean I don't mean to my pose. Not now, but right now, I need you to undress and then pose. I'm into that now, get your vibe when the doors get closed. Roll up the Doja, Henny and Coca-Cola. And I keep coming over, cause it's never over.
Why everything's supposed to be bad make me feel so good? Everything they told me not to is exactly what I would. Man, I tried to stop, man, I tried the best I could, but
make me smile.
Actually, Beam Radio on every second and last Tuesday of the month. So this past song was Little Dark Age by MGMT. Then before that, we had Willow Lipstick. I love that song. We love you, Willow. Love you so much. Everybody in here was like, yeah, rock it out. She's so cool, man. We're going to go into the light message of the day. Today, it is from the book by Bell Hooks, All About Love. It is possible to speak with our heart directly. Most ancient cultures know this. We can actually converse with our heart as if it were a good friend. In modern life, we have become so busy with our daily affairs and thoughts that we have lost this essential art of taking time to converse with our heart. I'm going to break down what I think that means. I feel like, and also an act of using your heart on a daily basis is to do acts of kindness. You know, when you check in at the end of the day or when you check in at the beginning, you know, ask yourself, are you doing something that's going to make someone smile, making someone's life better, your life better? Have you done something that would help impact the world for the better with your day or with your time? And that's the act of the heart, that's love. And so when we want our world to be a better place, we look to love unconditionally. And so that is what I feel like this message was about. And also taking the time to talk to yourself and see what feels good to you. If you don't feel good doing something, it's not for you to do. If you feel good doing it, then that's the answer. And so that's just using your heart, man, to guide you. That's just that, man. So then we're going to get into the last little slide of the show. We're going to go into a chill song, Show Me How. I'll come back on the air and talk to you guys before we leave, get an exiting. But until then, we're going to get on with the jam.
Show me how you care.
Back. This is the last section of the show. Kelsey wanted to do an affirmation, and I was just going to shamelessly plug my business until the show ended and then play the last song. So I'm going to let Kelsey do the affirmation first, leave y'all with some positivity some more.
Hey everyone, this is my affirmation for today. So listen up. I naturally attract good fortune, and I am wealthy in more ways than one. I give myself permission to prosper, and I have the power to build the life that I desire. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Pete. Definitely walking abundantly for sure. Then I was going to plug my business, and I was going to plug them too because they're dancers. If you're looking for a dancing or choreography work, they do that in the city, Little Rock, Arkansas. They are really good, and they're got to be dropping some new content very soon that I'm excited for too. Some real cute outfits, real cute moves. I'm going to plug Beam Organics. This is Beam Radio, so y'all tap into Beam Organics, BAMORGANIX. And that is on Facebook, Instagram. You can just type in beamorganics.com, and then that's the website. Super excited for all the stuff that's coming to Beam. We got some new lines on the way, too. Got a mentor. She backing me. We got a lot of, got to get the team together. So I'm just super excited because this, like I said, transformation is transforming. We transform around here. Big things popping. A lot of stuff that I had manifested in October. It's happening now, and I'm just so grateful. And honestly, I would say, like, if y'all journal, y'all should be going back in your journal, flip through every now and again and see what you wrote to yourself, you feel me, or what you wrote about yourself or your day. Like, it's so refreshing and like so nice to see how far you've grown, because at the end of the day, you got to stop the comparisons to others' growth. It's about yours. And so the journaling help you see that. Well, you know, people don't really want to write, but it's just so important. I come across that a lot with people that are trying to get into spirituality. Like, I don't like journaling, that's too much. But it's essential, like it is. Even if you don't journal every day, because I do not journal every day. I journal when I know I gotta get something on the paper, you know, and that's often, but that's not every day, you feel me? So as often as you feel like that, as often as you need to do that work. Also, I was gonna say, I've been seeing a lot of people like talk about and spend money, you know, the new age spiritualism, like spend money on sage, on these things that you don't really need. It's really about intention, you know, it's really about intention. And it's also about doing that shadow work too, because that's the beginning of everything. If you do not do shadow work, nothing that you buy for spirituality will matter. It won't matter, because you haven't faced yourself to be able to get in tune with what you need to get in tune with. And that's all they're going to point you to anyway, is shadow work. So that was my little tidbit for the end of the show. About to close it out. Pops is not here today, so I'm just going to play his show right after mine. Hope you guys enjoyed Beam Radio today. It's a little different. I really enjoyed the playlist. Like I said, threw it together. Always be the best shows. So you guys be smart, be safe, and be smooth. This is the last song, K-Tronada, Bullets, featuring Lil Dragon. Dream on my ears.
things. If you believe that a girl's full sea, beautiful tree.
Oh,